all our brothers and sisters are proactive.
一早就看到有人在停车场指挥交通。
And very early in the morning, we saw someone was directing traffic already.
很多人来这里帮忙抬椅子。
And so many show up to help move the chairs and tables.
很多弟兄姊妹也很合作的尽量往前坐。
And all of us are cooperating and sit nicely.
我想我们换一个地方，神的爱永远还是跟我们同在啊。
And even though we change the place, but then the Lord's love is still with us.
刚才唱的诗歌说神的爱处处与我们同在。
And the hymn we sang that talked about that the love of the Lord is with us everywhere.
所以我们早晨今天要交通一个非常重要的题目。
And therefore this morning we want to talk about a very important subject for us.
我们讲到爱神。
We talk about loving God.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个人会爱神的。
And there's no one who will love God on his own.
神看不见。
And because God is invisible.
所以在一个旧造的人叫他去爱一个看不见的。
So to ask the old natural man to love the unseen,
那是一个非常困难的一件事情。
It's a very difficult task.
我相信我们没有一个人会否认说我们不愿意爱神。
And I believe no one will admit that he is not willing to love the Lord.
但是我们是不是真实地活在那个爱的里面？
But are we truly living in the reality of love?
而这个爱能够一直不断地增长。
And to let this love continuously grow.
弟兄姊妹，这真是一个大的挑战。And
truly it's a great challenge for us.
在一开始的时候，我跟你们分享一个见证。And
right off the beginning, I'd like to tell a story.
从前在巴基斯坦有一个姊妹叫西卡。And
there's a Pakistani woman called Shiak.
她生长在一个巴基斯坦的贵族的家里面。
And she is born in a noble family.
700年来，她的家都是王皇家贵族。
And that was for 700 to 800 years, they were the noble family.
那在她信主之前，她是一个非常虔诚保守的回教徒。
And she was a very conservative Muslim before she was converted to the Lord.
她的先生是巴基斯坦的内政部部长。
And her husband was the minister of interior. In Pakistan.
他的弟兄姊妹，这一个人在他的心中，他一直得不到真实的满足。
But then she never could find satisfaction.
虽然他常常读可兰经。
Although she read the Quran often.
虽然他到清真寺里面去敬拜他们所谓的阿拉。
Although she went to the mosque to worship their Allah.
但是他心里面一直得不到真实的满足，他觉得神跟他好遥远。
But she could not find satisfaction, and she felt that God was remote.
有一天，他就跟他的基督徒司机讲说：“你可不可以帮我去弄一本圣经来？”
And one day she asked the Christian chauffeur that she has to find, if you can bring me a Bible.
而那个司机吓得要死，因为那个时候你如果随便传福音，回教徒是可以把你打死的。
And the Christian chauffeur was so scared because according to the law, they were not allowed to preach the gospel.
但是因为他的女主人要，所以他就想办法帮他弄了一本。
But because the mistress wanted it, so he got one for her.
弟兄姊妹，很奇妙的，当他得到了这一本圣经的时候
，Marvelously, when she received the Bible in hand,
她随便一打开来就读到罗马书第九章
，and she just casually opened to Romans chapter 9.
那你讲到那本来不是我子民的，我要称他们为我的子民
，and it says that those who are not my people, and now I will call them my people.
那些本来不蒙爱的，要成为蒙爱的。
And those who are not beloved and now will be beloved.
弟兄姊妹，他第一次发现到说，神跟人中间居然有爱的关系。
And suddenly it dawned on her that God's supposed to have a loving relationship with his people.
这是他从来从前没有过的观念。
And which was a concept that she never had before.
所以他心里面非常羡慕。
And so she really much longed for it.
所以他因为是一个虔诚的回教徒, 所以他仍然每天读可兰经。
And because she was a rather devout Muslim and a person, so that's why she still read her Quran daily. But then she could not help but compare the reading to the Bible.
有一天她的孙子生病了，就送到医院里面去住院。
And one day her grandchild was sick and was sent to the hospital.
那是一个天主教的医院里。
And they, the child was sent to a Catholic hospital.
她就看见那个天主教的修女。 他们跟神那个中间亲密的关系，让他心里面羡慕死。
And then she saw the intimate relationship of the nuns who worked in hospital with God.
所以有一天，他就跟那个修女讲。
And so she admired that, and she talked to one of those.
他说：“我的心里面迫切的在找这个神。”
And she said, "Oh, my heart really much wants to seek out this God."
修女就跟他传福音。
Then that nun talked, preach the gospel to her.
然后西卡律师就跟他讲，他说我好羡慕你跟神之间那个个人的关系。
And then the lady says, I really much admire how intimate you are with your God.
修女告诉他说，这是我们每一个人都可以有的关系。
And the nun says, this is some relationship we all can have.
他说你可以跟他讲话，就跟你的爸爸讲话一样。
And you can speak to him, and just like you're speaking to your own father.
弟兄姊妹，当修女讲完这句话的时候。
Then after the nun said that,
那个西卡律师见证说，神的爱像电一样打到他的身上。
And then the lady says that as if the love of the Lord was striking her like a lightning.
我可以跟神像父亲一样讲话吗？
And she asked in her heart that even me can speak to God like talking to my own father.
弟兄姊妹，当他的孙子出院的时候。
Then as the child, the sick child was delivered, was sent home from the hospital.
他回到家，他马上就跪到床前，他想要祷告。
And then she went to her bedside and kneeled down to pray.
他几次嘴巴想开口叫神为父亲，他不敢开口。
And a few times she had the urge to tell, to call God as her father, but then she dared not.
他觉得他把一个这么伟大的神拉到跟他人一样同样的这个 level 上，他觉得这是不敬虔的事情。
And she felt it was rather unholy to call God as her own father.
她就一直不敢开口。
So she dared not to call the Lord God.
结果她突然想到她亲爱的父亲。
And then suddenly she remembered her own father.
因为她的父亲是个贵族，在巴基斯坦坐的位置非常的高。
And because her father also has high rank in the Pakistan.
她说她的父亲，她想到她的父亲虽然这么忙碌，但是从来不忽略他们的需要。
And she remembered how although her father was so busy, but then he never ignored their needs.
当他每一次碰到困难的时候，他的父亲总是安静地坐下来听他倾诉。
So whenever, doesn't matter how busy the father was, whenever they have a need, then the father will sit down in quietness to listen to them.
当他在这里回想地上父亲的爱的时候，
And when she remembered the love of the earthly father,
突然一下子他开口对神说，我亲爱的父亲。
Then suddenly she opened her mouth to the Father in heaven and said, My dear Father.
底下是她的见证。
And then she gave the testimony.
她说突然整个房间不再是空空荡荡的。
And she said, suddenly the entire room is no longer empty.
她说神就在那里。
And she felt that the Lord was there.
她说 He is there, 她神就在那里。
And she said the Lord is just there.
她不仅仅感觉到神这么真实地跟她同在。
Not only she felt the presence of the Lord was real to her.
她突然觉得她像一个孩子一样靠在她父亲的怀中。
And she also realized she was like a child drawing near to the bosom of the Father.
她好像趴在爸爸的膝盖上面在那里一直哭。
And as she is leaning to the knee of the Father and just know how to weep there.
她整个里面被神的爱充满了。
And because she was filled by the love of the Lord.
她发现自己居然一直在跟这位神神在讲起话来了。
And then she discovered that she is actually talking with this God.
她也为着没有那么早认识这位伟大的神，她在向神认罪。
And she confessed her sins because she did not know this God before.
而这个时候，她突然想起一件事。
And then she realized something else.
她把她床边的这两本《可兰经》跟《圣经》拿在手上。
And she lifted up the Quran in one hand and Bible in the other.
她说：“亲爱的爸爸。”
And she asked, Oh, dear Father,
请你告诉我哪一个是真的。
And tell me, please, which one is real?
哪一个是你的书呢？
And which one is true? Which one is your own book?
他在见证里面讲说，他说他马上就听见神直接给他的回答。
And in her own testimony, she said that I immediately heard my father's answer.
他说是哪一本书让你认识到我是你的父亲呢？
And the father said, which will cause you to know that I am your father?
从那一天开始，他就不怕他一切的逼迫和危险，他成为了一个神的儿女，他成为一个基督徒。
From that day on, she would not shun any difficulty or danger. She would declare herself a child of God.
弟兄姊妹，神对他来说不再是一个遥远的神。
And because God is no longer far and remote from her.
神对他来说不再是一个高高在上可畏的神而已。
And God is not a fearsome and a fearsome God far above.
一下子神是成为一个这么爱的一个神跟他的关系。
The God who loves her and is so dear to her.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们这一阵子一连串的信息要让弟兄姊妹提醒一件事情。
And in these days, and the series of our messages wants to remind our brothers and sisters,
神跟我们不是这么遥远的弟兄姊妹。
That our God is never far from us.
啊，真是一个爱的神。
And because He is truly the God of love.
他爱我们每一个人。
And He loves each one of us.
他爱到一个地步，他要跟我们每一个人建立起个人的关系。
And to a point that He wants to establish a personal relationship with each of us.
啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
虽然我们在地上有许多许多的关系
although there are many relationships we have on earth,
但是圣经上告诉我们没有一个关系比这个关系更高贵
but God, in the Bible it tells us that there is no relationship higher than this one
没有一个关系比这个关系更重要的
and there is not one relationship more important than this relationship with God
虽然我们都很有兴趣多去听怎么样子让夫妻更相爱、啊、
and though we are interested in to find out the secrets of more loveBetween a couple.
我们喜欢去听那亲子关系的讲座。
And we want to know about how to raise up the children.
弟兄姊妹，那都非常的重要。
And they are all important to us.
但是圣经上告诉我们一个最重要的关系。
But then the Bible tells us the most important relationship.
路加福音十四章二十六节告诉我们。
And Luke chapter 14 verse 26 tells.
人若爱我，不是人若不爱我，胜过爱自己的父母、兄弟、妻子、儿女和自己的性命。就不配做我的门徒。
If men do not love me more than his father, mother, wife, children, and brothers and sisters, then they are not worthy to be my disciples.
弟兄姊妹，神从来没叫我们不孝顺父母。
And the Lord never calls to disrespect our parents.
啊，不孝顺父母在旧约里面要用石头打死的。
And if we dishonor our father and mother, and then the Bible says we will be stoned to death in the Old Testament.
神甚至叫我们要爱妻子，像基督爱教会，为教会舍己一样。
And the words of God even remind us to love our wife even as Christ loved his church.
但是弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在这里这么清楚的把所有的关系里面最重要的关系摆在我们的面前。
But Jesus is telling us clearly the most important relationship above all.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要跟神有一个个人的关系。
And that is, we must have this personal relationship with God.
是一个亲密爱的关系。
And it's a very close relationship in love.
我记得有一次，这个孩子还小的时候，我们一起在吃饭。
I remember the time when my children are young and we were having dinner together.
那是我的大儿子 David, 大概才三四岁。
And at the time, David, my oldest son, was about three or four.
吃到一半他突然看着我他跟我讲
and suddenly he stopped at dinner and talked to me
他说你不是我爸爸
and he said you're not my father
我差点喷饭了我说什么
and I almost threw up and I say why
他说神才是我真正的爸爸
and he said God is my true father
我想我们主日学老师教的很好哈，但是我就稍微平衡了他一下。
And I believe that the Sunday school teacher taught us well, but then I think he needs to be balanced.
我需要为我证身份了，万一他出去跟人家说他不是我真正的爸爸，那我糟糕了。
I need to establish my ground, and because if he goes out and tell people I'm not his true father, then
我说我还是你爸爸。
And I said I'm still your father.
但是神是我们每一个人的爸爸。
But then God is.The father of everyone.
他是最伟大、最伟大的爸爸。
And he's the greatest, greatest father.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们还是有肉身的关系。
But we still have a relationship in the flesh.
但是在神的里面，神跟我们的关系永远是第一位。
But then in God, his relationship with us is the most important one.
当我们跟神在一个对的关系和爱的关系里面的时候。
And if our relationship with him is right and in love.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你会发现你整个人不仅仅是成为一个最快乐、最喜乐的人。
Then you discover you are the most happy and most blessed person.
我们所有其他的关系都因着这个关系对了而被恢复正常。
And all the relationship will be set right if we have this first relationship set right.
而在这一切关系里面最高的这个关系讲到神跟人的关系中。
And among all relationships, this relationship, the highest one between God and man.
那我们跟神之间的关系也有好多角色好多的角度。
And even our relationship with God, there must be, we must understand different angles and different positions.
讲到他是君王，我们是他的仆人。
And there are times that he is king and we are his servants.
讲到他是主，我们是他的这个仆人。
And other times he is the Lord and we are his servants.
啊，讲到他是我们的兄弟，讲到他是我们的大祭司，有各种的角度来讲到我们跟神的关系。
And there are times that he is our brother and then he is our high priest and there are many such relationships mentioned in the Bible.
但是弟兄姊妹，在这一切的关系里面，爱是一个最重要的成分。
But then the greatest factor in all these relationships the Bible set up for us is love.
我们跟神的关系，这个爱的关系，大过了任何其他的关系。
And this relationship in love is greater than all other relationships.
是的，我们会敬畏他。
Yes, we fear him.
是的，我们愿意听他的话。
And we're willing to listen to him.
是的，我们愿意花一点时间来侍奉他。
And we like to spend time to serve him.
我们愿意来传扬他。
And we want to preach him and proclaim him.
但是弟兄姊妹，所有的关系中最可贵的一件事情，是我们跟他之间爱的关系。
But among all relationships, the most important one is the relationship of love.
所以保罗说，我要把最大的恩赐和最妙的道告诉你们，就是爱。
And therefore, Paul says the greatest gift and the greatest blessing is love.
保罗讲到，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，其中大的是爱。
And Paul talked about that there is love, hope, and faith, and
只有爱是永不止息。
And only love is everlasting, and love is never unceasing.
啊，有一次有一个老师在上课的时候。
And one time there was a teacher teaching a class.
他为了要举一个例子啊。
And he wants to give an example.
他那天带了一个棒球棒来他的课堂上。
So he bring a baseball bat into the class.
啊，假装他拿棒球棒拿给了木兰，问他说：“我这个棒球棒给你，你可以打我。”
And he hand a baseball bat to a person and say, "You can use this to hit me."
然后就问他说：“你会不会打我？”
And then he asked, "And you will you hit me?"
他说不会。
And the person answered, "No."
他说为什么不会呢？
And he asked why.
他说因为不可以打人。
And the person says, "Because we cannot hit other people."
他就拿给第二个人，假装是 David 啊，我棒球棒给你，你可以打我。
And then he hand the baseball bat to the other person and say, "You can use this to hit me."
他说你打不打？
And he asked, "Will you hit me?"
他说不打。
And the next person said, "No, I won't."
那你为什么不打我呢？
He asked again, "Well, why not?"
我不敢打。
And he said, "I dare not."
他没有胆量。
And he has not the courage.
我拿给威廉。
And then he handed it to the next person.
你打不打我呀？
Use this to hit me.
看他好像要打的样子。
It looks like he wants to hit me.
他也说不打。
And he also answered no.
我问他是为什么不打呢？
He asked him, "Why not?"
我想你其中有诈。
And he said, "Perhaps you are tricking me right now."
我怕你会报仇。
And I think you may revenge on me.
那最后呢，就拿个 Caroline。
And then hand it to the next one.
你打不打？
Will you hit me?
他已经摇头了啊，他说不打。
And she said no.
问他为什么不打呢？
Why not?
他说因为我怕你痛。
Because I'm afraid that it will hurt you.
老师就问他说，假如你真有这根棒子，你会交给他们四个人哪一个人？
And then the teacher asked the class, "And if you truly have this baseball bat and you want to put it on the person, then who will you give that bat to?"
那会交给木软的，是说因为不可以打人的，请举手，好不好
？The first one, answer is that one must not hit other people.
没有人啊，一个，啊两个，啊。
Two people.
那这是律法主义的，
and that
活在律法底下，不可以打人。
According to the law, it says, "Thou shalt not hit."
那交给 David 的不敢打的，因为他没有那个胆量的，举手。
曾经举手。
那万一有一天他吃了爆胆了，他就会打你了。
And if one day he muster up enough courage, then he will hit you.
那交给威廉的呢？
How about the third one?
他有一天发现说，哎，你也许没有什么鬼渣呢，他可能打你了，对不对？
And then find out one day he found out that actually you mean business, then he will hit you.
那个老师说，如果是我的话，我一定交给第四个。
And the teacher say, "If it's up to me, I will give it to the fourth one."
虽然四个人都说不敢打我。
None of the four hit me.
只有一个的不敢是从爱里面出来的。
But one does not hit me because it's coming from her love.
因为她怕我痛。
And because she fears for my that she will hurt me.
弟兄姊妹，我们跟神有各式各样的关系。
And we have all kinds of relationship.
我们可能很怕神。
And perhaps we view God.
因为我们怕被管教。
And because we are afraid to be disciplined.
因为我错了，神就要管教我。
And if we are wrong, then the Lord's discipline will come to us.
我可能遵照神的命令，是因为我这个人现在的这个胆量还不够。
And some other times I obey the Lord, perhaps I dare not to do something else.
或者世界给我的试探跟诱惑还不够大。
Or the temptation that I experience is not that great yet.
但是弟兄姊妹，神希望跟我们之间最真的关系都是从爱里面来的。
But then God wants to establish the true relationship that is from love.
然后我们知道他何等的爱我们。
So that we may know how much he loves us.
而这个爱让我们愿意起来爱他。
And with this love, we also want to rise up to love him.
刚才我们讲的那个西卡女士，她原来对她的阿拉就是敬畏。
And the Pakistani lady that we talked about, that she used to fear her God, Allah.
她一切的金钱的生活都是因为她敬畏这个高高在上的那一位。
And all her life of reverence is because she feared that God far above.
而当那一天她被神的爱充满了以后，
But until the time she was filled by the love of God.
她跟神之间有一个这么好的爱的关系。
And then she has this close relationship of love with God.
弟兄姊妹，她的生活比从前更敬虔了。
And she became more in reverence.
因为她在爱的里面，她知道父爱她，她不愿意伤父的心。
And because in love she knows that she was loved by the Father and she dared not to hurt the Father's heart.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神为什么说圣经上最大的诫命？
And that's why Jesus says the greatest commandment of the Bible is.
我们有没有人不知道圣经上讲最大的诫命是什么
？What is the greatest commandment of all?
都懂，对不对
？And many of us know.
你不知道？我们都知道最大的诫命是什么
？And we all know it actually.
还是弟兄姊妹，我们犯了最大的诫命，我们知不知道？
But the more important question is, do we know that we have offended this greatest commandment?
有一次陶雷弟兄 弟兄他跟一个年轻的一个孩子谈。
And one day Brother Tory spoke to a young child.
那个年轻的孩子从小是在一个敬虔的家里面出来的。
And that young child came from a reverend household.
但是他一直没有跟神建立起一个直接的关系。
But he himself did not establish the right relationship with the Lord.
但是他非常的自义。
But then he has this self-righteousness.
所以当我们的弟兄问他的时候
，So when our brother asked him，
问他说你重生了没有
？Asked him if he was born again。
你跟神的关系对不对
？And if he had the right relationship with God。
这个年轻的孩子非常的生气啊。
And that young child was very angry。
他说我从小我的父母亲都是传道人，都是牧师。
And he answered that my parents they were all ministers。
啊，从小就教我。一切要过敬虔的生活。
And I learned to live a life in reverence to God.
他读经，他做所有的事情。
And he read the Bible, he did all things in church.
陶瑞弟兄问他。
And Brother Tory continued to ask him.
你知不知道你犯的一个人能够犯的最大的罪，知不知道
？And he asked, Don't you know the greatest offense a man can commit?
他心里面更生气了。
And he was even more angry.
他说我不偷不抢不撒谎的，你今天为什么这样子说我？
And he said, I steal, I don't rob, and I don't kill. Why you talk to me like this?
好嘞，弟兄问他。
And Brother Tory says,
圣经上讲到最大的诫命是什么？
And what is the greatest commandment of the Bible?
要尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
Thou shalt love your God with all your heart, soul, and strength and mind.
如果这是圣经上最大的诫命，
And if this is the greatest commandment in the Bible,
那么人类能够犯的最大的罪是什么？
And what is the greatest sin man can commit?
就是不爱神。
And that is not loving God.
还不是我们偷窃、撒谎、做坏事情。
It's not to talk about one is stealing or doing other bad things.
这是表面上的东西。
And they are all the some symptoms of things.
Bottom line 是我们里面对这位神，我们有没有真正的来爱他
？And the core issue is if we truly love the Lord God.
今天如果我们到学校去，假装说学校 Miller 或是 Limburg， 最大的诫命就是最大的。学校校规是不准带枪到学校去。
And if the greatest offense, the rule of the school you go to is not to bring a weapon.
到处都贴着条子，谁带枪带 drug 到学校，他要被开除。
And if anybody brings any weapon into the school, it will be expelled.
那有一天上课的时候
，And one day as the class began,
老师在这边考学生们，你们知道学校最大的这个校规是什么
？And the teacher will ask, Do you know what is the greatest rule in this school?
那小孩子们枪摇来摇去，不可以带枪。
And every child pull up a weapon and wave it in the air and says, Thou shalt not have a weapon in school.
弟兄姊妹知道是一件事情。
And to know it, what is one thing?
当我看到这个小小的故事的时候，我自己里面都受到很大的震撼。
And as I read that story, and I was shocked inside.
一个人这一生中能够犯的最大的罪，不爱神。
And the greatest sins a man can commit is to not loving God.
因为神给我们最大的诫命。
And because the greatest commandment from God is
尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
That is, thou shalt love your God with all your heart and soul and strength and all your mind.
弟兄姊妹，那我们知道了这个诫命以后，
and if we know this commandment,
在我们里面常常产生一个很大的压力或是痛苦，
and if it causes us to have great pressure and burdens inside,
我怎么可能爱他？
Then how can we to love God?
不是我不想爱他。
And it's not to say that we want to love God.
这个爱我爱没有力量。
And that love is love without power.
多少次我在神的面前立了志，但是我又失败了。
And so many times I vow to love God more, but then I fail.
多少次我说主，我再也不要得罪你，可是我还是得罪你。
And so many times I will not to offend the Lord, but then I kept on sinning against Him.
弟兄姊妹 ，A.B. Simpson 弟兄告诉我们。
The brother A.B. Simpson had told us.
他说，爱的源头在于人。
And he says the
爱的心愿在于人。
He says the will to love is of man.
爱的源头和能力在于神。
But then the origin and power is of God.
先不讲我们能不能爱神。
And we should not look about if we first to look about if we are to love God.
今天先讲我们里面愿不愿意来爱他。
The first thing to ask is, are we willing to love God?
我们能够爱神，是因为神先爱我们。
And we love God because God has loved us first.
如果神不爱我们，
and if God does not love us,
如果我们没有被神儿子的爱所激励的话，
and if we are not to be constrained by the love of God,
如果不是因为圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们的心里面，
and if it's not the love pouring down from the Holy Spirit to us,
弟兄姊妹，我们爱主爱的没有办法经得起考验的，
then our love to God cannot be tested.
年长的弟兄告诉我们，我们对神的爱是一个叫做回流的爱。
And the elderly brother told us that the love that we have for the Father is the love returning.
什么叫做回流呢？是从神而来。
And what is to return? And why we say return? Because that comes from God.
然后到了我们这边被我们接受。
And that is received us in us.
然后我们回到神的面前。
And then we return it to God.
所以我们所以可以爱神。
And therefore, if we can love God,
是因为先有神的爱临到了我们。
And that is because God has loved us first and poured down His love to us.
当我在这里默想的时候，我想起一个简单的比方。
And when I was meditating upon this, and I have this example.
刚才我们唱的诗歌讲到神的爱像汪洋大海。
And the hymn we sang earlier talked about why the love of the Lord why as the ocean.
当我们与主更亲的时候，说着我们向着海而去。
And if we are closer to the Lord, then it's to describe for us that we are drawing near to this ocean.
弟兄姊妹，当你到了海边，你下到海滩里面，走到水里面去的时候。
And if you are walking towards the water and into the water.
你会发现海浪因你而来，对不对？
And then you will see the wave of the sea is starting to billow over you.
你被它冲几次？
And how many times it will come on you?
一般是两次，对不对？
And usually twice.
海浪冲到你的身上，
and the wave is moving to you.
它到了岸边以后，它又回流回来了。
And once it reaches to its max, and then it will return back to onto.
它又经过你，它再回到大海里。
It will pass through you and return to the ocean.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天如果到了海岸边，我们只有下去一公尺的话。
And if we only go down 1 meter at the seashore.
这个回流的爱在我们身上的经历就是这么少。
And that is the depth of capacity that you will experience the wave.
因为我们经历的爱就只有这么少。
And because there is that limited wave that you receive.
当我们真有一个心愿，愿意与主更亲的时候。
But if we truly have a desire to draw near to the Lord.
你面向神那个汪洋大海的爱的应许往下走的时候。
And if you really have the desire and longing to draw deeper into the ocean,
你走了五公尺，
and you go 5 meter deep.
弟兄姊妹，那个海浪临到我们的肚量是我们从前岸边不能比的。
And the capacity of the wave on you is much different from the experience you had before.
而从我们里面再回流到神面前的爱也自然就增加了。
And then our love towards the Lord, the returning love, is also increased.
所以弟兄姊妹，那个爱的心愿在于我们。
And so therefore, the desire to love the Lord is from us.
我们愿意向着神汪洋大海而去。
And are we willing to draw closer and go deeper into the ocean of love?
当我们真去的时候。
And if we truly go out,
神就要把更多的爱浇灌给我们。
And then God will increase our love for Him.
那个爱要成为我们的能力。
And that love shall be our power.
我们所信的神是三而一的神。
And the God we believe in is a triune God.
圣经上讲到这三而一的神都把他的爱要浇灌给我们。
And the Bible talks about how the Trinity decided to pour down His love for us.
约翰一书第三章第一节告诉我们。
And 1 John chapter 3 verse 1 tells us.
啊，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱。
That behold what manner of love the Father has given us.
我们得成为他的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。
And that we may become His children, and we are truly we are His children.
当我们还做罪人的时候，神就叫他的儿子为我们死了。
And while we are sinners, God caused His Son to die for us.
神的爱在这里就向我们显明了。
And the love of God is revealed to us here.
约翰一书第四章第十节告诉我们，不是我们爱神。
And 1 John 4:10 tells us that it's not that we love Him.
是神爱我们。
But that God loved us.
差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱。
And He sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins, and this is love.
讲的经文是他很多讲到父爱我们。
And the passages like that is everywhere in the Bible. Talks about the love of the Father to us.
讲到主耶稣的爱呢更多了，对不对？
And then more so, the Bible tells us the love of Jesus to us.
哥林多后书第五章也讲到基督的爱激励我们。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 5 talks about the love of Christ constrain us.
有一个翻译叫做 compel, 它就是强迫我们，冲我们一样。
And another translation talks about Christ's love is compelling us.
它在神的爱像大水一样冲到我们的身上来。
And just like a great flood, the love of the Lord is pouring on us.
弟兄姊妹，我们都看过洪水来的时候。
And have we all seen the flood coming towards us?
不要说人站不住啊，许多的楼都要被吹倒。
Not only to say that man cannot stand, even buildings cannot
stand. 那就叫做大水冲过。
And as the great flood passed by.
所以哥林多后书第五章讲到我们怎么样能够不再为自己活，能够为那位弃我们死而复活的主活，因为基督的爱激励我们。
And therefore, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 talks about how we may not live for ourselves and to live as Christ is because the great love of Christ is compelling us.
而罗马书第五章第五节告诉我们
Romans 5:5 tells us
圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里
and that the Holy Spirit is shedding abroad the love of God in our hearts
它不仅仅像瀑布一样从高处浇灌在我们的里面也像弟兄刚才翻译的它是在我们里面扩展出来
and the love of God is not like the flood this time but it's like It's like shedding abroad within our hearts.
在我们里面一直扩展，一直扩展。
And this will continue to increase.
整个从我们里面满溢出来。
And until it overflows from us.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我不知道怎么传这个信息。
And I don't know how to preach this message.
我这两天常常在那里走来走去，我说主啊，怎么传这个信息
？And these couple days I walk back and forth and ask the Lord, how may I preach this message?
神这么爱我们。
And because God loves us so much.
我们怎么样子在这个爱的主的面前？
And but how are we to stand before this God?
我们不是只懂了一些爱的道理和爱的诫命。
And we are not to only know some principle or commandments of love.
让我们珍藏到神的爱。
But let us taste this love together.
把那个爱在我们里面产生反应。
And let this love to be responsive within us.
那个爱在我们里面产生回流的力量。
And to cause us to have a returning power from within.
弟兄姊妹，那个爱像大水一样冲着我们，让我们不能不爱耶稣。
And this love will compel us like a flood that we cannot help but love Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你觉得不能爱神，一点不要难过，我们都不会爱神。
But if you ever feel that you cannot love God, do not feel sorry for yourself because none of us can.
旧造的人都是专爱自己，不爱神。
The old creation only know how to love himself and never love God.
只有当神的爱激励我们，当神的爱折服我们的时候。
But when the love of God compels us and constrains us, then we will be break down by love.
我们里面才懂得一点什么叫做爱。
Then we'll begin to know a little what is this love.
而当我们真愿意说出我愿意爱你的时候。
And when we truly desire to tell the Lord we love you.
那是神的爱在我们里面产生的回流出来的。
And then the love of the Lord will return from us to Him.
源头从神而来。
And the source is God.
经过我们。
It passed through us.
向神而去。
And it will go towards God.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做纯净的爱。
And that is such a pure love.
当我们今天讲爱神的时候。
And when we talk about to love God today.
我们都需要先承认我们是一个不会爱神的人。
We must first admit to the fact that we don't know how to love God.
但是我们却求神把那个爱神的心愿至少赐给我们。
But we ask the Lord for a desire to love Him.
让我们愿意更多的向着这个爱的本源两港而去。
And that we are willing to go and to rest into this haven of love.
啊，弟兄姊妹，不仅仅讲到爱的能力从神而来。
Not only talk about this, the power of love comes from God.
当我们真正要起来把这个爱回流给神的时候。
But if we desire to return our love for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，一切能够讨神喜悦的方法。
And all the methods that can please God.
没有一个比爱更直接、更摸着主。
And there is not one.More direct that can touch the Lord.
所以我在这里写说讨神喜悦，弄了一个问号。
And therefore, my outline says to please God, I put a question mark behind it.
可能这个是我们每一个人的盼望。
And perhaps that is every one of our hopes.
还是最简单的路，爱是最短途径。
But the shortest route is love.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真的爱一个人的时候。
And if we truly love a person.
我上次已经问过你们了哈，当你爱一个人的时候，最直接的表现是什么？
I asked you this before. When you love a person, what is the most direct way to express it?
David Ho, 记不记得？没有经验，不要问你哈。至少对爸爸妈妈有啊。记不记得大 David？ 不记得。William, spend time with him. 对，当你真正爱一个人的时候，你愿意花时间跟他在一起。
And if you truly love a person, you want to spend time with the person.
就是我前面那几讲一直在讲的。
And that is what I talked about repeatedly before.
当一个人真爱神的时候，
if a person truly loves the Lord,
他一定会渴慕来亲近他。
Then he desires to draw near him.
虽然对他的认识可能很肤浅，
though his knowledge of God is limited,
虽然经历可能不够，
and his experience is not quite there,
但是他里面会渴慕要来多认识主。
But then he has a desire to know the Lord more.
他渴慕多来亲近主。
And he desires to be closer with the Lord.
在圣经里面有好多爱神的榜样。
And there are many examples in the Bible who love the Lord.
在教会历史里面有太多爱神的榜样。
And there are many examples of love in the history of the church also.
那个劳伦斯弟兄。
And Brother Lawrence.
他整个的生命里面只集中在一件事情上。
And has his life concentrated on only one thing.
在爱神。
That is to love God.
而他整个爱神的学习上，他集中在一件事情上。
And in all the efforts of love towards God, he focused on one point.
与神同行。
That to walk with God.
弟兄姊妹，他就是这么单纯。
And he is so simple.
他整个活着就是为了爱主。
And his entire being is to love the Lord.
而他整个爱神的操练跟方向就是学习跟神同行。
And how he practiced loving the Lord daily is to walk with the Lord.
所以他告诉我们，如果你不利用今天来爱神，你就浪费了今天了。
And therefore he says, if you do not use today to love God, then you have wasted today.
好，这是我们爱一个人或者爱神第一个的表现，就是愿意亲近他。
And that is the first expression of love if we truly love a person, and that is to draw near him.
那第二个表现。
And the second manifestation.
什么？
What is that?
愿意遵他而行，讨他喜悦嘛，对不对？
That you want to do things according to him and to please him.
愿意照着他的愿望去做。
And according to his will, you will do so.
愿意能够照着让他能够快乐的去做。
And you find what pleases him, what delights him, then you will do accordingly.
那下个礼拜我还在寻求到你讲顺服神还是敬畏主，那我会继续讲细节啊。
And I do not know if I was to talk about obey the Lord or to revere the Lord next week, but I will talk about it in detail.
但是我在今天的纲要上面写的这四个点，我没有空都讲，但是弟兄姊妹可以自己回家看。
And in the outlines for you today, and there are four points about this practice, and I ask you, I cannot have covered them all, so I ask you to go look at them.
还是我们稍微提一两个点就好。
And we will point to one or two.
当我们真正爱神的时候。
And if we truly love the Lord,
我们愿意专心讨他喜悦。
And we want to focus our attention to please Him.
那么在消极方面。
And on the passive side,
至少我们不要去伤他的心。
And at least we will not hurt Him.
那圣经很明显的给我们的教训。
And the clear teaching of the Bible is,
叫我们不要去爱这个世界。
that we shall not love this world.
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
And if a man loves the world, then the love of the Father is no longer in him.
大家不要误会，神叫我们去做一个出家人，离开这个外面的世界。
And do not be confused about what God is teaching. He's not asking us to shun the world and to be isolated.
世界讲到我们里面的东西。
And the world talks about our inner condition.
在日光之下，任何人事物如果取代了主在我们心中那个独一的地位，这个就叫做世界。
And all things under the sunlight, and if that thing takes the place of God, that is the world for you.
一件事情、一个人、一件东西，对你可能不是世界，但是对我可能成了世界。
A person, a thing, or matter, it could be to you nothing, but to me, my whole world.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们的心从真心、全心爱主？转到爱主以外的，这就是我们的世界。
And if there is a time that thing or person had taken us away from the Lord, then that is our world in effect.
有人穿衣服，漂亮的衣服从来不是他的世界。
And some people who will put on nice clothes, and that is not the world then.
但是有的人，他的衣服对他来说就叫做世界。
But for others, and the clothes are the world to them.
因为他这么在乎他的穿着。
And because he's very mindful of what he put on every day.
他如果不穿最流行的衣服，他就没有办法上班，没有办法聚会，没办法见人了。
And if he does not put on the fashion of the day, then he thinks he cannot go out to see people.
男大当婚，女大当嫁，这是正常的事情。
And if a person is old enough, male or female, they should get married.
但是那个伴侣进来，而让你从神的路上偏离了，这个东西成为我们的网罗，成为我们的世界。
But if the other half comes into your life and take you astray out of loving God, then that person has become your world.
所以尼托森弟兄，当他年轻的时候，他有一个青梅竹马。
And therefore, Brother Watchman Nee, who had a very close girlfriend since young.
当尼弟兄得知的时候，跟他写信交通到主，那时候李师母还没信主，他根本不能够接受的。
And when Watchman Nee was saved, then he.Write the letter to the girlfriend, and the girlfriend could not accept it.
后来有一天，神对付尼托森弟兄。
Until one day, the Lord dealt with Brother Watchman Nee.
你爱我比这个更深吗？
And do you love me more than this?
弟兄姊妹，尼弟兄跟神讨价还价。
And Brother Nee negotiated with the Lord.
你可以派我去边疆当宣教士。
Oh, you can send me to afar to be an evangelist.
主你，我愿意为你受任何的苦，就是不能够叫我离开他。
And I'm willing to suffer everything for you, but please don't ask me to leave her.
弟兄姊妹，披露一德的摔跤。
And then there's this great wrestling like in Penu.
一直到最后，我们的弟兄在神的爱面前完全降服下来。
Until the time our brother completely obeyed the Lord.
他写了一封信，停止了这一份感情。
Then he wrote a letter, stop that feeling for the girlfriend.
在他的传记里面告诉我们，他就提起了弄面，搅了一些浆糊，出去贴福音单张去了。
And then his biography told us that then he mixed up some paste and then to go paste the gospel tract everywhere outside.
我没有叫在座谈恋爱的你们都这样子做。
And I'm not asking you to forsake your loved ones here.
但是我们都应该知道什么东西夺去了主在我们心中的地位。
But we all clearly know what is taking the place of the Lord in our heart these days.
我们从来不愿意在教会里面告诉你说你不可以这样，不可以那样，不可以那样，除非是明白圣经禁止的事情。
And other than what the Bible clearly stops us from doing, then we never give the rule and say, thou shalt not do this or that.
因为人的标准实在不可靠。
Because the standard of man is always changing.
我很小的时候，我记得我很小很小，甚至还没上小学的时候。
And I remember before I went to grade school.
我们记得在教会里面的时候说喝咖啡、喝茶都是爱世界的。
And I remember the time that the church talked about those who love the world also drink coffee and tea.
那更不要说看戏、看电影了。
And never to mention about going to the cinema.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们今天没有要弄这些教条来限制人。
Today we don't have any of these rules.
但是什么东西影响了我们跟神的爱？
But what is taking away our love for God?
这是我们每一个人都需要自己去面对的。
And each one of us must face this issue ourselves.
而圣经上告诉我们，那忍受试探的人是有福的。
And the Bible tells us that those who are tested are blessed.
因为他经过试探以后,
And because after the trial,
神要把生命的冠冕给他，就是为那些爱他之人所预备的。
And the Lord wants to give them the crown of life, and that is prepared for those who love Him.
弟兄姊妹，你我的世界不一样。
Brothers and sisters, your world is different from mine.
会成为你的试探，跟成为我的试探，可能也不一样。
And whatever tempts you is different from the things that is tempting me.
但是雅各书都这么清楚地告诉我们一件事情。
And but then the book of James is telling us this clearly.
试探是讲到人的私欲被牵引诱惑。
And the temptation is brought about by the lust of a man.
而目的呢是要叫人生出罪来。
And the purpose is to let sin grow.
所有的试探叫我们犯罪的。
And all the temptation is bringing us to sin.
但是圣经上告诉我们，忍受试探的人是有福的啊。
But then the Bible tells us that those who endure the trials are blessed.
我们以为那些殉道的人才能够 得到冠冕。
And we thought about, oh, perhaps only those martyrs can receive a crown.
哦，那些很伟大的神的仆人才可以得到冠冕。
And perhaps those great servants of the Lord can receive the crown.
弟兄姊妹，神说，凡是忍受试探的人，他要把生命的冠冕给我们。
But then the Lord promised that those who endure the trial will receive a crown of life.
因为主说，这些忍受试探的，就是那些爱我的人。
And because the Lord says that those who endure the trials are those who love me.
我们为了爱神的缘故，我们忍受试探。
And because we love God, therefore we endure the trials on us.
我这个礼拜看到一个基督徒的见证。
And this week I...